scripture reading this morning comes from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Galatians 1, 6 through 10. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting Him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I will still try to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you all this morning. We have some new faces as opposed to when we had the class, so it's good to see you all as well. Maybe there are some visiting with us. We are always thankful for our visitors. Thankful for our members as well. So we're going to be in the book of Galatians today, as we just read. And what we're talking about is the fact that there is only one gospel, that there is only one law of God. We talked about that quite a bit this morning in our class. We talked about how there are many gospels in this world. There are many different laws in this world. There are many thoughts that people make in this world, many ideas. But the question is, of course, which one is the right one? Which one is the actual law of God? Which one is the actual divine will of God? In the context, what's happening here, these Galatians, if you know about the Galatians, you know that this church specifically here in Galatia was a fickle church. They were a people who switched from one thing to another very quickly. If you go back in the New Testament, even in the books of Acts, it talks about these things, how these people, they were just like this. And we know that some groups of people and some cultures are different than another in some ways. So, these Galatians were just like that. They were just fickle. They changed easily. They went from one thing to another with ease. So what we're going to talk about today is, of course, this one gospel, so that we will not be deceived when people come to us with another gospel. When people come to us telling us that I have received some new divine will from God, and I need you to follow it, I want you to follow it. Well, we have to be watchful for those things. We have to be watchful for when people come up to us and tell us those things. When they come up to us and tell us, well, I'd rather do it this way, and I think it's better this way. Well, it's not about what we think, friends. It's about what God says. That's why we're here this morning, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Not with what man has told us to do, but with what God has told us to do. Why are we here once again? We're here to worship God. We're here to follow God. That's why we're here. We're not here to follow me. We're not here to follow you. We're here to follow God. So, once again, put it into perspective. Why are we here? This gospel that Paul is preaching, I also want to remind you, is this the gospel of those who founded denominations that we know of, like the Baptist Church, like the Catholics, like the Methodists, like the Mormons, the Book of Mormon, all those different things, all those things that those people made? Is this the gospel? Is this gospel that Paul is preaching, is it the gospel of those men? Did they make it? The answer to that is no. They did not make it. This is divine authority from God. This right here. This is not from a man. This is from the Holy Spirit. This is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and that is God. So we have to put these things, of course, in our minds and always remember as we read this word, as we read these words of this Bible, it's not just ink on a page. It's not just a book in our hands. It's not just a regular book made of paper, made of, this is goat skin, this leather here. Not just made of those things, but in it are words that we can read that are actually the messages from God Himself. The God of the universe who created all that we see around us. We talked about nature this morning. We talked about a little bit of space. All these different things that prove God's existence. We talked about all of that. Well, these are His words right here. And the New Testament is what we are to follow as Christians and as people living in this age. So we ask that question, how many Gospels are there? We'll read our main text again, Galatians 1:6. Read that again once with me. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from Him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. And this is that thing that we were talking about, how the Galatians were fickle. The thing that was happening here is Paul was just there, and he obviously preached to them the gospel of Christ. He preached to them the law of Christ, and now they're turning away very soon. They're turning away fast. Well, put that in application, Christians. Do we turn away fast? Do we turn away so soon? Are we fickle like that? Do we change from one thing to another with ease? If some denominational preacher came up and started telling us that we don't need works to be saved, we don't need faith with works, but it just takes faith, just takes belief in God, how easy would we just leave like that? How easy would we just leave the faith, leave the Church of Christ like that, the Kingdom of God? How easy? Well, that's a question for all of us personally. Maybe a Jehovah's Witness comes up to your door, and I keep using denominations, but it can be anyone. Maybe someone comes up to your door and says there's not a God. Well, how easy do you turn away? How easy do you fall away from God? Just because somebody said it. How easily can your heart be changed? And we were talking recently in our class about the armor of God, weren't we? So how strong are you in the armor of God? How strong are you in God? If you're not strong in any of the areas that we've been talking about, those are things to think about. Those are things to fix. Those are things to correct. So Christians, don't be turned away so easily as these Galatians were. Don't be turned away. Don't allow any of your brethren to be surprised whenever you just turn away like that when somebody comes up and tells you another law. When somebody comes up and tells you that they like to have a piano in this room to worship. When somebody comes up and tells you that, can you tell them the scriptures as to why we don't use a piano in this room right now? Can you tell them that? Christians, I'm just continuously saying these things over and over again, because I want you to understand that it's not about what we think, it's not about what we feel, it's about what God told us to do. That's why we're here this morning. We wouldn't even have religion if it was not for God. We wouldn't even have a reason to be in this building together and be called brethren if we weren't family of God. That's what we are. That's why we're here. So don't forget those things. Gospels other than the gospel of Christ, though, what are they? Look with me in verse 7. Which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Is the gospel that the Baptist Church preaches, and I'm using all of them, I'm using every single denomination, anyone, is the one that they preach the same one that we preach, the same one that we follow? No, it's not. Why is that? You read the text again, verse 7, and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. It's a desire. They want to pervert the gospel of Christ. We follow in the New Testament, as Christians here in the Church of Christ, we follow exactly what this New Testament says to do. But the Baptist Church, the Catholics, they go and they do what they want to do, and it becomes a what? A perversion, a denomination. It becomes a perversion of the gospel of Christ and no longer is the gospel of Christ. So what is the gospel of Christ? Well, it's quite simple. It's the gospel of Christ. It's the exact law that you read from this New Testament. That's what we follow, Christians. Don't forget that. We don't follow what that man says over there, what John Wesley said back in the 1600s or whatever he lived. We don't follow that junk. It is junk because a man said it. We follow what God said. When did we forget that? Once again, when did we forget that? Christians, don't forget that we're here for God. We're not here for our own entertainment or desires in that way. We're here for God. We're here to worship Him because we love Him, because we want to follow Him. We want heaven in the end. That's why we're here. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Turn there with me. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Passage is talking about false teachers. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Christians, friends, how do we know that someone is a false teacher? How do we know? Like we said before, anyone can stand up in this pulpit. Anyone can say anything in this pulpit. Anyone can say, this is what you need to do to be saved. Anyone can say those things. So how do we know? How do we know how to be saved? Well, are you looking at me this morning? What else are you looking at? You're not just looking at me up here. You're looking at your Bible. And I'm directing you towards your Bible, the Scriptures. Why am I doing that? It's because it's about following the Bible. It's about following the Scriptures. It's not about following what I say. Friends, I was not trained to preach what I think. I was trained to preach the Scriptures. I was trained to preach God's Word. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm not sitting here trying to preach you what I think or what I believe or what this guy over here told me. It says it there in the Scriptures because God said it. That's what I preach. That's what I teach. What about you? What about you? If it says it there in the Scriptures, do you change it? Do you add to it? Do you take away from it? Is it about what you think and what you desire, your entertainment? Again, why are we here? Why are we here? Did you forget? Did I forget? I hope not. I hope we didn't forget those things. These Gospels, other than the Gospel of Christ, they're perversions. And then also, our main text, I want you to notice what Paul called these people who do this. Which is not another, verse 7, but there are some who trouble you. So he actually calls them troublers. These are people who cause division. These are people who cause problems in the church. People who cause strife in the family of God. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're false teachers. People who can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, think whatever they want, and cause someone else to come with them because they use these smooth words, these sweet words, and somebody else falls in the trap with them. That's a sad thing. It happens to Christians all the time. It happens to Christians all the time, brethren. It can happen to any one of us. And it likely has. But the question is, are we strong enough to resist it when it comes? Satan uses those devices against us, brethren. He uses the sons of disobedience against us. He uses that. He uses every tool he can to take us down. But again, what do we follow? Who do we live for? Do we live for ourselves? Or do we live for the will of God, as we were studying this morning? No, we live for the will of God. We live for what He told us to live for. He is the meaning of life. God, getting to heaven, that's the meaning of life. Ecclesiastes 12:14, fear God and keep His commandments. That's man's all. There's nothing else to it. That's man's all. When did we forget it? Apply these things to yourself this morning, Christians. What if someone preaches another gospel to you? We just talked about that a little bit. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8, let's read that now. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be what? Let him be accursed. Basically what that's saying there is let him do what he's going to do. Leave him to his own devices. If they want to have a piano up here, if they want to have an organ up here, they want to have some flutes, some clarinets, some trumpets, they want to have some baritones, they want to have all those things, let them do what they want to do, but they're not going to do it here. They're not going to do it here in this building while we're worshiping God in spirit and truth. What does that mean, in spirit and truth? Spirit and truth. You know what that means? With the heart and by His commandments. With the heart and by His commandments. In spirit, with the heart, and in truth, by His commandments. Remember that? Did we forget to worship with the heart? Did we forget that it also is a personal relationship with God? That this all is a personal relationship with God. I'm not here because of you. You're not here because of me. You're here because you love God and you want to follow God personally. And in truth, you're here following exactly what God told you to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Again, when did we forget that? When did the denominations forget that? We said it this morning. What does the word denominate mean? It means you separated from something. You denominated from something. These denominations, if you go through church history, in the first century, they started denominating. They started making new ideas, coming up with new things because of their own what? Desires. Now we have millions of denominations. Millions. We have so many denominations, you can't even keep up with all of them. There's some that people don't even know about because they're off in jungles. There's so many of them. Why? Because people have been doing the same thing that they have done from the very beginning, going after their own desires, then following God. People have always done that, Christians and friends. People have always done it. The question is, will we? Will we be guilty of that as well? Or will we follow God and what He wants for us to do? Why, again, is it so hard for us to follow our God? Why, again, do we focus so much on self in our lives that we forget God, that we don't give God the time of the day, that we don't focus on Him first in our lives, as we were talking about this morning? Why is it so hard? Why? It shouldn't be for the Christian. It should be easy. So is it? Put it in application. Even if an angel from heaven preaches any other gospel to you, that is literally talking about a spiritual being. So I want you to think for a second. You're sleeping at night. You hear a noise coming from the living room. You wake up and you go in the living room. Now, I'm not saying this happens or this is going to happen. It's not. But imagine it for a second. There's an angel in your living room now. He's shining bright. He's beautiful. It's amazing. There's literally an angel in your living room. He's standing there, and now he's starting to tell you what? A different gospel than what you follow. He starts telling you to follow something else. What does that text say? Even though he's beautiful, even though he's amazing, that's an angel. It looks like an angel of God. What do you do? What does the end of it say? He's preaching another gospel, so what do you do? Let him be accursed. Let that angel be accursed. No matter what you see, no matter how beautiful it looks, no matter what he says, no matter what smooth words he uses, if he's preaching another gospel to you than Christ, let him be accursed. Yeah, that's the seriousness of it. That's the emphasis of it. So I can do that too. I can look beautiful. I can look amazing. I can have this great suit on. I got a handkerchief this morning. But if my words are not the gospel of Christ, kick me out of the pulpit. Kick me out of the pulpit and throw me on the road out there. It's better for you to do that than to lose your souls. You get the point? You get the point? I'm trying to make a point, Christians and friends. Follow God's law. Follow God's law, not mine, not yours. It's about God. Don't forget that. Galatians 1:9. Let's read that now. As we have said before, so now I say again. Here's the emphasis. If anyone preaches another gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. And you read that again and you wonder, why did he say it again? Why did he say it a second time? He's just repeating it again. Is it not for possibly just for a point of emphasis? Could be. Could be a time difference in when he wrote it, but could be also just for emphasis' sake. Because he wants people to know that if anyone is a false teacher, if anyone preaches anything that is not from the law of Christ, don't follow them. Don't listen to them. Don't let them in your house. Get them out. Get them out. Let them be accursed. Leave them to their own devices. Let them do what they're going to do. Don't lose your soul over it. Don't lose your soul. Don't lose your spirit because of their teachings and what they're trying to take you down with. So what is the true gospel? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's turn there now. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. You go on, He's seen by all those. Who died for you? Was it Christ? Or was it John Wesley? Was it John Calvin? Was it Darwin? Who died for you? It was Christ. No one else. No one else came to this world and died for you as God in the flesh. Read John 1. No one else did that. No one. except Jesus, who was perfect. So why would you follow a man? Why would we follow men? If Jesus died for us and He lived a life He didn't even need to live, and He followed His Father's will no matter what, and He did it for us too because He loved us, if He did all of that for us, why did He do that? He focused on God. He focused on love and on loving us. What do we focus on? Christians, where's your focus in life? Where is it? How easy is it for others to take you down? How easy is it for a false teacher to come through those doors this morning, preach to you something that you've never heard before, and let you fall away? How easy is it for that to happen? It happens all the time to the church. And I pray it never happens to this one. I pray it never happens to me, that we fall away because a false teacher comes in here, a wolf in sheep's clothing that looks so pretty and sweetens up his words so much, and he comes in here and tells you things you've never heard before, and you believe it and you love it, and he takes you down. I pray that never happens. I pray it never happens. But of course, that is all up to us. How strong are we in God? How much faith do we have in God, and what do we follow? Do we follow God or do we follow man? Read 2 John with me. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. 2 John 1, 9 through 11. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Sometimes we might say, oh, that was 1 John. I just keep doing that. I keep doing it. 2 John is what I said. 2 John 1, 9 through 11. Apologize for that one. 2 John 1, 9 through 11. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, get this, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. All right. Put in an application. Jehovah's Witness comes up to your door. He's going to teach you something. He's ready to teach you something. What do you do? What does the text say? Don't receive him into your house, nor greet him. Okay, God. Okay. Don't receive him into your house or greet him. Simple as that. Maybe you are strong enough. Maybe you can take it. Is it worth the risk? No, it's not. Don't receive them into your house or greet them. Simple as that. If they come up to your door, that's what you got to do. No, it's not because you don't like that person that's at the door. That's just what the Bible says. That's what I'm going to listen to. That's the Scripture. It's what God told me to do. It's what the Holy Spirit said. So don't receive them into your house or greet them if He's bringing another gospel. And He's going to try to teach it to you. Don't lose your soul over that. Another thing to take from our study here this morning is not to add and not to take away. We talked about that just a little bit, but I'd like you to turn to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19. Revelation 22, 18 through 19. In the last parts of the Bible, what does it say? The very last parts. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things, verse 20, says, surely I am coming quickly. That's Jesus. Don't add, don't take away. Why is it so hard? Because men go after their own desires, don't they? That's why it's so hard. Men do what they want. It's all about me, myself, and I. That's why it's so hard. That's why this congregation this morning is not filled to the brim, because people go after their own desires. That's why these denominations are the greatest buildings you've ever seen in your life. They're amazing. They have the best lighting, the best gardening and everything. I mean, they have beautiful architecture. It's amazing. Because people go after what? Their feelings, what they want, their emotions, their own things, rather than God. And they add and they take away and they like this and they don't like that. And say, well, I don't know about that. And, well, I think this might be better. I think we should follow this way rather than this way. No, you don't do that. You follow God exactly how He said it. Why is it so hard? It shouldn't be. So don't add and don't take away. 1 Corinthians 14:36-38. I'd like you to turn there as well as we get to an ending here. 1 Corinthians 14:36-38. This is a very, very important little text that often is forgotten about in talking about not adding and not taking away. But read this with me. He asks a question, Paul does, to the Corinthians. Or did the Word of God come originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. What does verse 38 say now? But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. If anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. These things I'm telling you, Corinthians, these are the commandments of God. Simple as that. So you follow them or you don't. Verse 38, if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. It is as simple as that, Christians and friends. People do make other gospels to please themselves. As we go back to our main text, Galatians 1:10, we'll read it. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Once again, friends, I'm not up here this morning to try to please your ears. I'm not trying to please you. I'm not trying to make you happy in a physical way. I'm trying to preach the Word of God to you. That's why I'm standing in this pulpit. I'm bringing a message of God to you with the Scripture. The Scripture. That's what I'm preaching. I'm not preaching my thoughts and my words, my ideas. Constantly reference Scripture. If you're not going back to Scripture every single time you make anything, with anything divine or spiritual at all, if you're not going back to Scripture to back that up, there's a problem. There has to be Scripture behind it. New Testament Scripture, Christians, or it's not the law of God. People do make other gospels to please themselves. Paul didn't do that. He didn't make that gospel. Jesus did, and he preached Jesus. That's all he preached. And that's what we as Christians should be preaching and teaching today. Don't forget that, Christians and friends. If you are not a Christian this morning, there's only one way to be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. You have heard His Word this morning. You have to believe Jesus is the Son of the living God. You have to be willing to confess that and repent of your sins. And then you have to be baptized into the water for salvation, for remission of sins, be added into the kingdom of God. That is immersion, full immersion into the water. That's exactly as the original text indicates it. You have to be fully immersed and then remain faithful all of your life until death to God. And that's not hard if you love God. It's not hard if you go after not your own desires, but what God tells you to do and what God wants. God loves you. God made promises to you and He always keeps them. God has always kept His promises. Why should we neglect Him? Why should we forget about Him? Why should we turn Him down? Well, we shouldn't. He loves us. We should love Him back. He's our Creator. He's the potter. We're the clay. We don't make the law. He does. We should remember that. If you are a Christian and you're struggling with anything this morning, physical, mental, or spiritual, we all have needs in this life, and there's no shame in coming up to the front and letting us all pray together. There's no shame in that at all. Please do make it known. Anything you may have need of as we're about to stand and sing, please come to the front.
thine